And right now, we're going to open our conversation to news release that came across my desk yesterday. Sea Choice, calling for stronger seafood labeling regulations to prevent seafood fraud in Canada. How big a deal is this? How big a problem is this? Well, that's a good question. Here on the line with us this afternoon, we welcome to our program Sustainable Seafood Coordinator at the Ecology Action Center, Colleen Turlough. Colleen, welcome to the program. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Hi, Sheldon. Thanks. Happy St. Patrick's Day to you, too.
Thank you. Canada scores an F in regulatory report. How big an issue is fraud with seafood?
So seafood fraud is something that's been sort of rearing its ugly head over the last few years. We've seen lots of incidences in the marketplace in the U.S. and in the EU, and we're seeing it pop up here in Canada as well. Essentially, seafood is being marketed or labeled as something that it is not. So what Sea Choice did was take a look at the jurisdictional regulations of what types of information needs to accompany a seafood product when it's sold to the marketplace. And what we found is that Canada is not doing so well.
Okay, so this isn't selling something that says it's from Canada, but it isn't. This is saying, you know, it's not redfish, it's tilapia. Is that the kind of fraud you're talking about?
Yeah, absolutely. So species substitution happens for a variety of different reasons. You know, the seafood supply chain is really long. It's really complicated. There's lots of imports and exports and processing. And what happens is a lot of the information of what exactly a species is or where it actually came from, it kind of gets lost in that long, convoluted supply chain. And when it comes to the point of sale, for example, like at the grocery store, the information that's on that package might not actually be representative of what you're buying and what you're eating.
As mentioned, we're talking about seafood fraud here on the radio this afternoon, and our guest is Colleen Turlough, Sustainable Seafood Coordinator at the Ecology Action Center. Province of Nova Scotia announced a massive campaign, a marketing branding campaign, just recently. Will that help?
Yes, it can help. And I think what we're asking is other jurisdictions, our major trade partners like the European Union and the U.S., have a lot more information and detail that is mandatory to go on packaging, which helps with traceability of the seafood happening. So if Canada sort of upgrades its regulations, which is currently the Canadian Food Inspection Agency is looking at modernizing their labeling regulations. And so what we've done is we've submitted our comments to say, we want more information about our seafood. We want to know the scientific name. We want to know if it's farmed or if it's wild. And we want to know where it comes from. So it's geographic origin. So if we get those pieces of information to go along with our seafood in Canada, I think that will really help consumers make the smart and ecologically and economically sustainable choices that that they're demanding.
Hey, who would be responsible for overseeing that program?
That would be the Canadian Food Inspection Agency and Health Canada.
And to this point, and up until now, there's been no request of them or no one within or outside of the industry asking for the species-specific scientific name, where it was caught, what kind it was, and how it was harvested?
I'm not sure. I would hope that people have been asking for this. What we see is that consumers are more educated and they're definitely making more thoughtful purchases. So there are companies and grocery stores that are voluntarily showing this information on the products that they're selling, but it's not yet a mandatory requirement. And so we want it to be mandatory across the board. It doesn't matter where you shop or where you buy your seafood, but it should have those common pieces of information associated with it. And we actually did a survey of Canadians to see who would like to see better seafood labeling in Canada. And we actually got an amazing response. We had over 12,500 Canadians sign the petition saying that we do want more information about our seafood. And we submitted that to the CFIA for for their consultation survey.
How big a problem is this? Do we know, do we have a sense, or are we just guessing how big an issue it is with food that's labeled incorrectly?
I don't think we know. So there's been a bunch of studies done. And it depends if it's if you're studying, if you're doing DNA testing at a retailer versus a restaurant, or if you're doing, you know, a big chain corporation or a mom and pop fishmonger. So recently in the U.S., there were figures of retailers over one third of seafood was mislabeled, but that can rise as high to 50%. You know, in some situations, like sushi restaurants, for example, are notorious for having mislabeled seafood.
I wonder, you know, given that this conversation top of mind, and you did not mention GMO, but you did say whether it was a farmed or a wild product, that should be on the label. Is it in the, on the label now? I thought I've seen labels that say this was farmed, not wild, salmon specifically.
Right. So that would be a voluntary claim that any company or business or organization could put on their label, but it isn't required by the Canadian government. So what I think that shows is that, you know, we have grocery stores and we have businesses that are labeling with this information that we need because consumers are demanding it, and because it's an important piece of information that should accompany the seafood that's being sold, and in some ways can garner, you know, a higher price point for something if we know that it's sustainably caught, that it's local, or whether it's, you know, farmed or wild, depending on what species you're looking at. So, yeah, I think the fact that people, companies are voluntarily posting this information shows that there's a demand for it, and it should just be mandatory and across the board.
And you feel
monitored by the government.
Right, I was going to say, and you feel government should be genetically testing so that double-checking what information is being provided.
Yeah, for sure. So C-Trace is actually going to embark on a really interesting citizen science project in the next coming weeks where we're actually going to ask Canadians who purchase seafood across the country from lots of different cities to, we're going to pre-purchase a bunch of DNA tests. And we're going to get our little citizen scientists to go around to the grocery store, and when they purchase their seafood, do a little DNA test, send it back to the lab in Guelph, and we're going to see just how prevalent mislabeling or seafood fraud is in Canada.
Hmm. Well, I guess I can consider myself lucky. My seafood comes in a great big styrofoam box, and it's, well, coming right from the fishermen. So I know it's haddock because that's what it is. But I guess it's less clear when you order it somewhere as a prepared item, or are we talking grocery stores mainly?
That is lucky that you have access to, you know, the whole fish and you know the whole story and you know the fishermen, but it's not the case for all Canadians, you know, who mostly buy it in grocery stores and retailers. So, I think that's an important part too, is people want to know the story of their fish. People are more interested in where their food comes from, how it is processed, quality assurances, and we want to know that story. And right now, a lot of the seafood that we have doesn't have that story. It just has sort of a generic common name, and we want to see that change.
Now I want a Guinness and a fish and chips. Colleen, so just, I guess, a final follow-up question. What's been the uptake? Has government been responding to your call, your questions, your ask?
The CFI has been responsive, saying that we have some really great ideas. And now that we have the support of, you know, 12,500 Canadians behind our ask, we're hoping to have some more official meetings with them to just talk about our perspective from the fish and seafood industry as to, you know, what other countries are doing, what the U.S. is doing, and what the EU is doing, and how we can sort of mimic their regulations so that consumers in Canada are buying Canadian or imported seafood with more information so that they can make more informed purchasing choices.
Well, I guess if people listening to us right now, Colleen, want to know more, C-Choice, there's a website, I assume?
Yep. So we recently launched a new website called labelmyseafood.ca, or you can go to our SeaChoice website, which is seachoice.org.
All right. Just quickly before we go, I know I said that was the last question. Someone emailed and said, could you ask your guests to give examples of mislabeling in Nova Scotia? Have you found any?
So we haven't officially started our surveys or genetic testing yet, but one of the issues that we find is that because there's such little requirements for labeling, for example, if you have a species like shrimp or tuna, you can just use on the label that simple name, right? And that can equate to, in some cases, more than 100 different species. So whether or not it's mislabeled, we can't be sure because it's already starting off with such a generic term. So what we want to see is more details in terms of what a species actually is. So, for example, if it's a trap-caught shrimp from Chedabuxo Bay, we want to know that information so that we can preferentially buy that versus, for example, a farmed shrimp from Southeast Asia somewhere.
Right. Well, Colleen, thanks for opening the door to the conversation, and we'll continue to follow the work you're doing at seachoice.org. Appreciate it.
Great. Thanks so much, Sheldon.
Have a great weekend.
Yeah, happy St. Paddy's.
Thank you. Colleen Turlow, Sustainable Seafood Coordinator at EAC, the Ecology Action Center, Sea Choice, calling for stronger labeling. Sustainable and environmentally ethical, all those words come along with, food these days. And again, kind of lucky, but got to wait in line for the fish guy and get your box of haddock and take it home. I had haddock, two nights ago. Delicious. I know it was haddock because that's what we bought. All right, maybe I am lucky. I'll just say that.